Well, Gael, you can congratulate me.
Okay, Don. For what?
My blood test results came back, and I'm cancer-free.
A blood test? For cancer?
Yes. Researchers have discovered a way to detect the presence of cancer through these liquid biopsies, or blood tests that reveal mutations in DNA fragments that have been linked to cancer.
So, will these tests take the place of regular biopsies, which use tissue samples and are more invasive?
Well, not yet. But eventually, researchers predict that in 5 years, cancer blood tests will be a regular part of an annual physical exam.
How can they detect cancers in a person's blood?
They've discovered genetic mutations of cancer, and this discovery will allow them to detect cancer earlier through these blood tests. The researchers found that when a person develops cancer, a higher amount of methylation occurs.
What does methylation do?
It controls how genes are expressed. Some tumors possess higher levels of it.
So when the blood test results reveal this higher level of methylation, they can also show the possible presence of cancer?
Yes. In 2013, researchers discovered a specific methylation signature that was elevated in persons with tumors. They found this signature in 15 types of tumors that occur in 13 different organs. So this signature can potentially show the presence of a multitude of cancers, especially colon, lung, breast, stomach, and endometrial tumors. The test identifies the elevated methylation levels in cells or molecules in the bloodstream because the tumors they examined showed the same levels of methylation. Yael, where are you going?
To go see my doctor about that blood test.
This Moment of Science comes from Indiana University. We're on the web at amomentofscience.org. I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Yael Cassander.